Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Luke, chapter 5. Luke, chapter 5. We'll read verses 1 through 6 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake Gennesaret, and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down, and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draw. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for our church. Lord, this morning this has just been a beehive activity with all the buses being run and filled with people. Our Sunday school classes were exciting and fun and just a lot of activity there as well. And yet, the preaching of the Word of God, that's the purpose of it all. Lord, we slow everything down. We shut it down for a while just to hear the preaching of the Word of God. Thank you for the man of God that you've given us to preach your word. Fill him with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen. Change our hearts and our lives, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
This morning in this sermon, you will hear the story of that for which I, as a preacher and as a pastor, that for which I stand. That for which our church stands. That for which our staff stands, that for which Martinsburg Christian Academy stands, that for which the ministries of this church stand. You see, the strength of our church will be determined by how many of us live the truth of this sermon. The size of a church does not make a church strong. It is the stand of the church that makes a church strong. Now, obviously, if you have many people who stand for that which makes a church strong, then you'll have a big, strong church. But we need to make sure that we always, always, always focus on the truth of today. It will not be a theological type of a sermon. It'll be a practical, everyday, helpful sermon. But don't miss the profundity that is tucked in this simplicity, because you'll find whether or not you're a good Christian will be based on what you do with the truth of this morning. We were reading in Luke chapter number 5, and we see that Peter finds himself fishing. As he is fishing, Jesus says to him, Peter, if you will cast your net on this side of the ship, you're going to catch many fish. Peter says, well, we have fished all night. We have not caught anything. But Peter says, nevertheless, at thy word, I will obey. Now, those words there, nevertheless, at thy word, nevertheless, at thy word. Now, here's what happened. Peter then cast his net on the side of the ship into the area of the sea to which Jesus had directed him. And the next thing you know, the Bible says they had caught so many fish, the net was overwhelmed, the net breaks. I think as the story progresses, they try to get help to do something with all the fish. Now, I want you to understand something. What a simple act. What a simple act. Here's all that happened. Jesus told Peter what to do, and Peter said, at thy word, I will obey. At thy word, I will obey. Now, you understand here, Peter is about to obey like the stars in the sky obey 24 hours a day. You see, the stars in the sky, 24 hours a day, are at God's beck and call, and anything God wants, the stars say, at thy word, we will obey. They don't spend seasons like you and I do forgetting about God. The stars, all day long, have their eyes fastened on God, fastened on God's lips, and the minute God says something, the stars say, at thy word, I will obey. And Peter here says, at thy word, I will obey. He is about to be like the sparrow. You see, the sparrow all day long receives every direction from God without any rebellion. At thy word, he said, at thy word. And so Peter casts the net into the water. He catches so many fish, he does not know what to do with them. You say, what was the key? At thy word. Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word. I don't want you to ever forget that phrase. I don't want you to ever forget that. The whole key to your Christian life is at his word. At the word of God. At thy word, God. At thy word, Christian. At thy word, Mom. At thy word, Dad. The Bible is what is going to bring to us prosperity. That's just all there is to it. Hey, did you know it is at his word that the dog barks? Did you know that it is at his word and the cows bring forth milk? The roses bloom when? At his word. The sun shines when? At his word. The fish swims at his word. The leaves fall from the trees at his word. The clouds drop the rain upon us when? At his word. Chickens produce eggs when? At his word. The moon shines. I'm not talking about something you drink here. The moon shines when? At his word. Lightning strikes at his word. The grass grows at his word. The bees buzz at his word. The rabbits hop when? At his word. The eagle soars at his word. The earth rotates when? At his word. The snow falls. When? Never, we hope. The snow falls. Hey, when? At his word. The squirrels that scamper in your yard, when do they do it? At his word. Gravity pulls toward the earth. Why? At his word. The thunder crashes and booms. When? At his word. The wind blows. At his word. The mouse scurries into your cupboard. You don't like that, but he does. When? At his word. That old crow calls. When? At his word. What a profound act. At his word. Peter's hand, in perfect harmony with nature, grabs a net to toss it into the sea, which at his word receives the net like a glove receiving a hand, and he is so successful, he does not know what to do with all the success. They had toiled all night trying to catch fish, couldn't catch a thing, and Jesus said, Peter, do what I say. Peter said, at thy word, he casts the net, he catches so many fish, he has so much success, he does not know what to do with it all. You say, Brother Owens, I want success. Then do what you do at his word. At his word. You see, anytime man chooses to get, listen, all of nature is in a perfect rhythm with God and God's desires. All of nature is doing what God wants done. The only part of nature that fights God is me and you. Man is the one that doesn't get in that rhythm. But any time that man chooses to get in to the rhythm that all of nature is in, and that rhythm is God says it, they do it. 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 Any time that man chooses to get in that rhythm, watch out. Success is on its way. You're going to catch more fish than you're going to know what to do with. Anytime man chooses to get in, the rhythm of obedience, God notices. This is the only, did you know, this is the only life that a deer understands. I'm watching the deer out and they're everywhere, and that's exciting. Deer season, it's on its way. But I'm going to tell you something. The deer, you know what, when God says jump, the deer doesn't say, I'll think about it. The deer just asks how high. That's all there is to it. Too bad that you and I are not as smart as the deer. Too bad we're not as smart as the fish or the sunshine. What does the fish and the sunshine do? At God's word, they do what they're supposed to do. God says, jump. And the deer says, how high? The key to fulfillment in life is found in these three words. At His word. That's how you're going to have a fulfilled Christian life. The key to joy in your life. Where do I find it? At His word. All you have to do is get in the rhythm to do what God said and do what God said and do what God said. He asks you do. He asks you do. He asks you do. At His word. The key to God's will for your life is at His word. The key to productivity in your life is found in those three words. At His word. The key to safety in your life. And where's that found? At His word. If you will just do everything God wants you to do, you're going to have the safest life that's available to you. At His word. At His word. They were fishing. They had caught nothing. They had caught nothing. Jesus comes along and says, put your net right there. You just cast it right there. Throw the net on this side of the boat. They brought in so many fish. And you say, what was the most important thing that happened that day? Was it the kind of net? No. Was it the kind of boat? No. Was it the part of the sea? No. It was they obeyed at His word. At His word, they had more success than what they would know to do with. You see, at Thy word should apply to the ordinary, everyday occurrences of your life. Listen to me, if you will. I wish I could convince all of us to live our whole life at His word. At Thy word should be the attitude that we have for our everyday life. You know, there are some that, you know, they'll come by the church every once in a while, and while they're on the church property, they say, you know what, I would like to do things while I'm on the church property the way God would want it done. So what you're saying is, I was down at the church, and I wanted to live my life at the church at His word. That's how I want to live my life. But wait a minute, my friend. God did not intend for you just to obey at His word while you're in the church. He wanted you to do it not only in His house, but He wanted you to do it at your house. God's intent was that we obeyed His word 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at His word. The ordinary, everyday things of life ought to be done in obedience to the Scripture. At Thy word should be the attitude of all the countries of the world. Hey, if we'd like to straighten out the mess in this world today, you know, all we need to do is get everybody to do at His word. At His word. At His word should be the theme of the United States of America. You know, we say we're one nation under God. That's just not something pretty that we print and we slap it on some license plate. One nation under God. What should that mean? We obey at His word. We should want our God to have control over us. Let me tell you what I was thinking about. If you've seen any of the Olympics, you know that there are they have a starting block that they use, maybe for a runner. And that runner puts his feet in that starting block, and you've seen it. They put both their feet in the starting block. They put their hands on the ground, and they're waiting for the bell or the gun or the buzzer to go off. And they may not launch their effort to run until they hear that buzzer. Now, let me tell you something. Here's how our lives are supposed to be. You and I are always to be in that starting block waiting for God. And the minute God tells us to do something from His word, we take off and go do it. I mean, the minute God says, okay, here's what I want you to do. You take off at His word. You see, God's word was the gun that starts you and I into any effort or anything that we're to do in our lives. It's at His word. Hey, this thing of at His word should be the theme for the United States Senate. I think it should be the theme at His word for our Congress. I think it should be the theme for the President of the United States. To do what? At His word, not the president's word, God's word. I think the army ought to have the theme at His word, and the Navy ought to have the theme at His word, and the Air Force ought to have the theme at His word, and the Marines and the Coast Guard at His word. Hey, you say, I would like to be successful. Then you must do what you do at His word. Peter had fished all night and said, we haven't caught anything. And Jesus said, I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'll tell you how to do it right. You do it when I tell you to do it. How I tell you to do it. When I tell you to do it. Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word. And the next thing you know, Peter is so successful, he does not know what to do with all the success. And I say the key to the Christian life is at His word. At thy word should be the motto for the police officers. At thy word should be the motto for firemen. At thy word ought to be the motto for lawyers and corporate executives and mayors and governors and politicians. At His word. Every king that is a king anywhere on the face of the earth ought to develop as their motto, at thy word. Hey, every judge, at thy word. The ambassadors ought to develop the motto and have the attitude, at thy word. Every Supreme Court justice ought to make sure that deep down in their heart, their desire is to do what they do, at His word. Hey, the newscasters on TV, I'll tell you how we could clean up the press if they would just become concerned, at thy word. The radio shows, the newspapers, they ought to print it what God would want printed, at His word. You see, I believe that we have the book that God has written, and it is a book that we're to live by. We're not just supposed to glance at it every once in a while. At thy word should be taught in our schools. At thy word should be taught in our daycare centers and our public schools and in our colleges and universities and our technical schools. Why? You say, I want success. Let me tell you something. The greatest success in the world is success that has been promoted and provided by the God of the universe. And the way you get it is you do it at thy word. At thy word. At thy word should determine our work ethic. Let's get down to where we live a little bit. You say, well, I'm not a president, and I'm not the mayor, and I'm not a judge. Okay, but we as individuals, we should be living our lives, how? At thy word. You should be in the starting position, ready to go. Every decision of life, your question is, what does God want? What does God's word say? And the minute you find it out, you take off running. You get out of the gate. You start the race. How? At thy word. You see, at thy word should determine our work ethic. Do you know the word of God would teach you to be prompt? It would teach you to be on time for work? At thy word. At thy word, you give 8 hours work for 8 hours pay. At thy word. At thy word should be the motto of every businessman in here. Well, at thy word, you ought to be honest. At thy word. Hey, can I give you some advice? If you're a businessman, if I were you, I'd turn your business over to God and make it God's business and you just run it for Him. Why? You'll get successful that way. That's God's business. You say, but in this day and age, let me tell you something. This day and age and the way people do things will never, never exceed the power of the Word of God. At thy word, businessman. At thy word, employee. Hey, at thy word should be the rhythm accomplished by a housewife. All day long, what you say, at thy word. What you watch, at thy word. The cleanliness of your house. You just do what the Bible would command you to do about the way your house looks, and you won't have any problems. You won't have any gripes or complaints from anybody. You won't find yourself embarrassed. You'll find yourself clean. Why? At thy word. God says Christian people are to be organized people. Christian people are to be clean people. What are we talking about? At thy word. At thy word should determine how we work. At thy word should determine how we run our businesses. At thy word should determine how a housewife takes care of her home. At thy word should be our financial goals. We ought to pay our bills on time. Why? That's what God's word says. At thy word, I will do right financially. At thy word, I will be concerned about my credit rating. At thy word, I will tithe and give my offerings. At thy word. You know, I feel sorry for churches where everybody's so emotional all the time, they don't obey the word of God. You take offerings emotionally, and those offerings will go up and down and up and down and up and down. I've got news for you. Whether the preacher's in town or out of town, at thy word, you're supposed to give your tithe and offering. It's not dependent on whether the preacher's on vacation or not, and I thank God for you. Offerings didn't go down when I was off on vacation. Did you come to work while I was gone, Brother Nash? Okay, I just wondered. At thy word! At thy word should determine what we do financially. At thy word, hey, listen, at thy word should be the expectation in your home. How do you live in your home? Well, whatever the Bible says is how we live in our home. Say, well, you leave religion at the church. I'm sorry, my friend. Religion is taught at the church to be taken home and lived in private. There are those that say, well, that's just for the church property. No, it's for God's property, and God owns it all. God owns your piece of property, just so you know. You say, I got her paid off. Well, you paid her off using God's air to breathe. You're in debt to God. Hey, you'll never pay God off completely. You can't own God. This earth, hey, this is God's. And so, hey, listen, at thy word should determine how we behave at home. At thy word should determine that we have prayer at together as a family. At thy word should cause us to want to read our Bibles with our families and have family devotions. At thy word. Did you know that at thy word could fix your marriage? At thy word would tell you to practice forgiveness. At thy word would tell you to practice kindness. At thy word would tell you that there are times when you need to apologize. At thy word would tell you the Bible teaches that we're to serve one another in the relationship of marriage. At thy word. At thy word. Hey, that's what will help us financially. At thy word. That's what will change our homes. At thy word. That's what will fix our marriages. At thy word. That's what will fix our work ethic. At thy word. That's how we run our businesses. At thy word. That's how a housewife determines how she's to behave all day long, all week long, if she's at home attending to the household needs. At thy word. Hey, at thy word should guide our conversations. At thy word. All you got to do is you're in the starting gate before you have any conversation with anybody. You got to stop and qualify it and say, what would God want me to say? And the minute God tells you the difference between right and wrong, you take off running and you do nothing but right with your lips. At thy word would fix your conversations. At thy word would tell you to stop the negative talk. At thy word would keep you from gossiping. At thy word would keep you from being hateful. At thy word would keep you from having unnecessary conversations. At thy word. At thy word. At thy word. Peter was out fishing, hadn't caught a thing. What was the result? Jesus said, Peter, you do what I say, you'll become a success. And at thy word. Peter obeyed. He became so successful, he did not know what to do with it all. Where did it come from? At thy word. At thy word. At thy word should make all the decisions concerning your childbearing. Who their friends are. What you let them watch on TV. What kind of music. Where they go to school. At thy word. At thy word. That's what we're looking for. I told you earlier. Listen. Today's sermon tells a story of that for which I stand. I want all of us, including myself, to let the Word of God permeate our lives. Don't let it just be a little part. Let it be everything. Let it be everything. Let the Word of God is the mind of God. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. If we can just make our decisions according to the perfect Word of God, we're going to succeed. I don't know about you. I want to succeed. How am I going to do it? At thy word. At thy word. Hey, that's what this church stands for. We want to do what we do. How? At thy word. That's, hey, every dad in here ought to say, I want to be an at thy word, dad. I want to be an at thy word, mom. I want to be an at thy word, preacher. I want to be an at thy word, boss. I want to be an at thy word, teenager. Hey, how about it, teenager? How about you make the decision that whatever God's word says, that's what you want to be. At thy word. You just say it, God, that's what I want to be. At
thy word. You say, I want to be a successful teenager. At thy word will help you to become a successful teenager. At my word. At my word. At my word should make the decisions of our lives. At my word should determine who you build your friendships with. Say, Brother Lawrence, how do I pick friends? At thy word. All you do is get in this book, you listen to the preaching, you listen to the teaching, you get into the Bible, you let the Bible tell you the different qualities of people, and then you decide that the Bible will be your guide in who you spend your time with. Listen, I think we ought to be friendly to everyone. I think we ought to be friends with a few. Hey, at thy word should decide where you will be at church during the church service times. Sunday morning, Sunday school, you just let at thy word decide where you're going to be Sunday morning at 9:45. Every Sunday morning at church service time, you let the Bible decide whether you come to church or not. Every Sunday night, when we have church at 7 o'clock, you let the Bible decide whether you come to church or not. You let the Bible decide whether you're in church on Wednesday night. You let the Bible decide. Don't you decide. Dude, you say, God, what do you want? Hey, when Wednesday night rolls around and it's 6:30, all you got to do is turn to God and say, God, what do you want me to do? He'll make it so crystal clear to you. He'll say, I think you ought to go to church and hear the preaching of the Word of God. Thy word, at thy word. You say, well, I don't think. We're not talking about you thinking. We're talking about you obeying. That's the problem. The problem is, we want to do the thinking. We want to use our logic. We got to figure it out. We want to use our education. Look, we've got a book. God's already thought through every moment of every day of the rest of your life. He's thought it through. He knows what he's doing. Just obey him. At thy word. You see, I'd like to get in that rhythm that nature's in, that perfect obedience. All you do is everything you do it according to the Word of God. What would God want? You say, well, tell you what I prefer. Why don't you do what God prefers? Do what God prefers. Do what God wants. Act thy word. Hey, at thy word should decide, what kind of entertainments we allow ourselves. All you got to do is say, God, what would you want? What would your word allow? At thy word should determine how we clothe our bodies. Will we be modest? Will we be decent? Will we look like men? Will we look like women? At thy word. At thy word should influence what we read. Everything we read, we ought to just decide, I want to read what God would want me to read. Whether it's pure, at thy word, or honest, at thy word. Good report, at thy word. Is it wholesome? At thy word. Is it the right? Is it going to build me? Is it going to make me a better Christian? How do I decide? At thy word. At thy word. This may not be a perfect church. You may not have a perfect pastor. But let me tell you something. We have a perfect book. We're going to do our dead level best to do what we do according to the Word of God. At thy word is how you make those decisions. Well, Brother Owens, the last church I was at, I don't care where you were at last. We're going to go by the Bible. Say, well, my great-grandpa, now I love your great-grandpa. Bless him and his false teeth and everything. But we're not doing what was passed down through the years. We're doing what the Bible says. Say, well, in our family, listen. There's some of us that need to stop the downward spiral into the destruction of life that our families have gone through year after year after year and bring some of it to an end. You say, Brother Owens, my life has been a mess. I mean, my dad was a mess, and my mom was a mess, and my brothers and my sisters were a mess. Stop it. You say, how? Live at thy word. Stop it. Bring the heartache to an end. Why do you make some people turn around and make some of the same dumb decisions that their families have made in years gone by? What are you doing? You say, well, what am I supposed to do? Figure out what the Bible says. Obey the Bible. Act. Thy word. That'll fix things. That'll change things. At thy word, we should pick what we say to people. Is what you say people building or people destroying? At thy word. Is the way you treat people spirit lifting or spirit quenching? At thy word. Is what you say, is it praise? Is it positive? Did you know that there's even a way to help correct something but still leave people's ego intact where you don't destroy them? At thy word. At thy word. At thy word should be our ultimate decision influencer. Every second, of every minute, of every hour, of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year of our lives. The way for you to be happiest, most fulfilled, most successful is you let the Bible make the decisions in your life. At thy word. That's God's word. Here's something I call at the preacher's word. Down in the South, there are churches where they answer back when the preacher preaches. He preaches something, there's a slight delay, and the congregation talks back before he talks again. One Sunday, a preacher was speaking on what it would take for the church to become a better church. And he said, this church is going to become a better church. It must take up its bed and walk. There was a delay. The congregation said, let it walk, preacher. Let it walk. Encouraged by their response, he went a little further. He said that this church is going to become a better church. We're going to have to throw aside some hindrances and run. There was a delay. The congregation said, let her run, preacher. Let her run. Now, really getting into his message, and his message is becoming stronger because he went from walking to running. He says this. He speaks a little stronger. He says, if this church really wants to become great, it'll have to take up wings and fly. There was a delay, and they said, let it fly, preacher. Let it fly. Let her walk. Let her run. Let her fly. And everybody said amen. The preacher said, all right, here we go. He said, if this church is really going to fly, it's going to cost some money. There was a delay, and the people said, let her walk. Let her walk, preacher. Let her walk. Listen, my desire and your desire as good Christians today ought to follow the example of the Apostle Peter while he was fishing that day, where Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word. Peter had no idea the success that would soon follow when he just did what God said. We ought to give ourselves to continually seeking what does God want. What? You say, where am I going to find that? Well, you're not going to find it in your horoscope. You're not going to find it with the Ouija board. You're not going to find it by having some soothsayer. You're going to find it in the only book that God ever wrote. You're going to find it in the Bible. And you go to the Bible and say, what do you want? At thy word. That's the answer. I don't know why you came to church today. I have the answer. Say, what's the answer, Brother Owens? At thy word. At thy word. At thy word. You see, at thy word should apply. Now, we've just talked about a bunch of what we'd call common everyday things. The common everyday occurrences in life. But let me say, at thy word should have something to do with the matters of our spiritual success as well. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Why? At thy word. The Bible says in Matthew 26:41, watch and pray. That you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. There's some of you, you're getting away from God. I'm going to tell you why. You've stopped praying. You have stopped praying. You don't pray. You're lucky if you pray over your meals. I'll tell you, you want to succeed, you've got to pray. You've got to spend time with God. Here the Bible says you better watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. You better watch and pray. Why? That's what God's word says. You cannot be a spiritual success if you don't do what the Word of God says, and at thy word we are commanded to pray. And all of us like to put on the front. Nobody would want to really be revealed in regard to their prayer time. But I'm not here to fool you, and you're not here to fool me. Why don't we just be honest with God? You search your heart for just a second. How much have you prayed recently? Let me tell you why you ought to pray. At thy word. You're not succeeding because you don't pray. God's word commands that we pray. And we're not talking about, what's it now? I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. I'm really glad that you prayed that prayer. But there's a whole lot more to the Christian life than that. If you would give as much time to prayer as you do Hollywood, your life would turn around. So would your kids. And thy word should not only apply to the everyday occurrences of life, but thy word applies to our spiritual life. Have you been praying for the salvation of a loved one, but you've given up? At thy word, keep on praying. At thy word, you just keep on praying. You keep on praying. Don't quit. Don't give up on your prayer life. It's time for somebody in this building to kick your prayer life back into gear. There are some of you, for a while, you were praying, you were getting with God, you were spending time with God. Hey, you were understanding the Bible better back then. You were understanding the preacher better back then. You were understanding the sermons better back then. But you have stopped praying, and because of it, your ears, they're stopped up. You're not hearing like you should hear. You need to pray. Hey, at thy word, it applies to the spiritual things of life. Hey, keep searching the Scripture. I'm talking about reading your Bible. Why? At thy word. Something that God commands. You're not going to succeed spiritually unless you get into this old black book. The Bible says in John 6:39, "This is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day." God said, here it is said that we want God's will in our life. You're going to need to get into the Word of God if you're going to find God's will in your life. Are you searching for help from God's Word? Keep searching. Read your Bible. Study your Bible. Now, we talked about prayer for a little while. Everybody in this house, you should be praying. You should be spending time with God in prayer. More than just praying over your meals. You're praying. Say, what am I praying for? You're asking for guidance from the Word of God. Oh God, at thy word, I need answers. At thy word, I need answers. Then what do you got to do? You got to go to the Bible to get the answers. If you'll pray and ask God for his help, then go to the help book. You can get the help that you need. But if we don't pray and ask for help, and then we don't go to the book of help, we're not going to get what we need. Hey, you know something? At thy word, it's time for some of you to stop the bad habits that you have going on in your life. You say, but, no buts about it. Just at thy word. Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24 says this. The psalmist said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me." Somebody in this building, it's time for you to obey the word of God and stop something that's going on in your life that needs to be stopped. Say, what is it? I don't know. Let's just ask the Holy Spirit right now to bring something to your mind. What's going on in your life? And it needs to stop. What is it in the balcony? What is it? You know you're in disobedience to the God of that book. And you know it needs to stop. You've heard about it. It's been preached. It's been taught. It's in the Bible. At thy word. I'm going to stop this. I'm gonna get my life back on track. Why? At thy word. I'm gonna pray at thy word. I'm gonna read my Bible at thy word. We just taught a series of Sunday school lessons on the topic of separation. At thy word. You say, well, I'm waiting for God to reveal it in a more powerful way. You listen to me, my friend. If he says it in the Bible, it doesn't get more powerful than that. Well, I'm waiting for God to move. If he's written in the Bible, he's already moved. This is the final authority. Not your emotions. Not some feeling. Not some hunch. It's written in the Bible. That's it. That's it. God shouldn't have to repeat himself. We almost want to try to use God's Holy Spirit against him. Well, I don't feel like his Spirit spoke to me. Let me tell you something. His Spirit and His Word agree on everything. If the Bible said that knock it off, God meant knock it off. It has nothing to do with how many anchovies you had on your pizza last night. You say, I'm not moved. The Holy Spirit of God does not have to give you some emotion. The Bible was written. It's a book of truth. I'm for emotion. This is an emotional place. I'm going to tell you, we cannot go around making all of our decisions on emotion. We better make our decisions on what's written in black and white. at thy word. Do you truly know God? Do you truly know God? Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 24 says, grace be with all of them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Hey, are you sincerely and truly building a relationship with God? Truly? Are you growing in the Lord? You know, I realize sin is sin. We say, well, there are black sins and white sins. I don't know about that. I know there are things in your life that will hurt you more than other things. I realize that's the truth. But you know what it ought to be? It ought to be that every one of us are growing in the Lord. From the pastor all the way down, we ought to all be growing in the Lord. And it ought to be that if you wake up one morning and say, oh my, I sinned yesterday, it ought to grieve you, it ought to hurt you, and you ought to say, I didn't know I got into that mess. You see, insincerity means you aren't doing it on purpose. But let me ask you, what's going on in your life that shouldn't be there? You already know it's not supposed to be there, and you're doing it in rebellion to the Word of God. At thy word applies to our everyday life. At thy word applies to our spiritual life. Actually, the passage of Scripture here takes me to my third point. At thy word applies to soul winning. You see, this whole subject, the text there, found in Luke chapter 5, what was it all about? Fishing. Jesus said to Peter, he said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And the whole application here is catching men. You see, everybody's going to die and go to either heaven or hell. And you and I as Christians, we're supposed to be telling others about Jesus Christ. His Bible says, he said in Matthew 4:19, and he saith unto them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. We are to, at his word, be telling others about Jesus Christ. At his word, we tell them at work. I'm not talking about robbing your boss of 8 hours of work. No, if your boss says no witnessing at work, you obey your boss. But at lunch and before work and after work and on your break, you ought to tell people about Jesus. At his word, win people at the grocery store. At his word, witness to your neighbor. At his word, witness to your family. At his word, soul win on your bus route. At his word, you pass out tracts. At his word, you tell the people that work for you about Jesus. At his word, at his word, at his word, at his word, they caught so many fish they didn't know what to do with them all. They were catching people right and left. Teachers should tell their students the importance of soul winning. Why? At his word. Parents should tell their children the importance of soul winning and be a good example of it. Why? At his word. Churches should be a good example of soul winning to other churches. You know, folks, I really believe that God allows some churches to become what we'd call example churches. God said that church is doing what needs to be done. I'm going to bless it. I'm going to put my hand on it. One of the reasons he does that is because he wants other churches to be influenced by that particular church. I don't think that church can choose to be an example church. I think God has to choose what churches become example churches. But I do believe that one of the qualifying factors of being an example church is all based on three words. At his word. But it's amazing, though, it's amazing that if one church will do at his word, they can begin to influence other churches to do what? At his word. Can I tell you a little secret? All over this 4-state area, there are churches that are more on fire than what they were 6-7 years ago. Churches don't even believe the way we believe, running buses, trying to figure out how to get their night services up and the crowds up. People don't even know how to go soul winning or trying to go out soul winning. Don't even believe in soul winning at their churches. You want to know why? Because there's an example church in the area that's pushing things forward. Even the liberals are getting some fire, and that's hard to do. At his word. If you're saved and never been baptized, can I recommend something? You get baptized. When? Today. Why? At his word. The Bible says that they that gladly received his word were baptized the same day. If you've been saved and never baptized, you ought to get baptized because the Bible commands it. The Bible teaches the same day they joined the church. They got saved, they got baptized, and they joined the church. If you're not joining the church, you ought to join the church. You say why? At his word. That's the Bible command of doing it. You say, but I've not got my life all cleaned up. That is not how they did it in the New Testament. They got saved, they got baptized, they joined the church, and then they went to work on cleaning up their life. At his word is the way we're supposed to do it. At his word is to apply the way we behave toward each other. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:1, let brotherly love continue. We ought to serve one another. Why? At his word. We ought to forgive one another. Why? At his word. We ought to seek no revenge inside the confines of this building or outside this building. Why? At His Word. We ought to learn to be patient with one another. Why? At His Word. We ought to be kind to one another. Why? At His Word. We in honor should prefer one another. Why? At His Word. The Bible says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, there be no divisions among you. We're not to create division in the church. Why? At His Word. We're not to say evil things about people. James 4:11 says, speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law. At His Word. If you're not saved here today, you got to get saved. Why? At His Word. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 2, it says, for He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. God says, you ought to get saved today. Now's the time. Today's the day. You say, well, I was planning on doing it next week. If I were you, I'd do it today. So what's the Bible say about that? Well, you could get saved anytime you want. You want to know when God wants you saved? Right away. Right away. When does God want you to follow Him in baptism after your salvation? Right away. When does God want you to join the church after you've been saved and baptized? Right away. When does God want you to change the sin that's in your life? Right away. When does God want you to pray? He wants you to start praying right away and reading the Bible right away. God is not one that is delaying everything. He wants it. He wants it now. At Thy Word. I love it. Peter was out there fishing. He said, well, we've toiled all night. We've not caught anything. He said, nevertheless, at Thy Word, we will cast the nets. They cast the nets. As they cast the nets, all of a sudden, somebody says, Peter, you're not going to believe this. And Peter said, okay, pull the nets up. One guy's trying to pull up the nets, and he can't get the nets up. And somebody else says, come and help us. They end up saying some other boats to say, come over here. What in the world? We can't get all the fish in. What happened here today? Was it a fish finder? We're going to be on the Rod and Reel show. What made the difference? And Peter said, at His Word. Just do what the man says. And I say to you today, just do what the book says. Just obey that book. Just do it. You say, for some of it seems old-fashioned. At His Word. At His Word. Notice it did not say at your logic. At His Word. Notice it did not say at your education. It says at His Word. Notice it does not say at your emotion. No, at His Word. You're to be like the runner in the blocks, getting ready to take off and run that 100-meter run. You're down. You're concentrating. You're waiting for the Word to come. The minute the Word of God is given, you start into obedience. No false starts. The false start is when you do it your way. The false start is when you decide that you know, you're going to do what you want to do. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. There we are. We're at the starting gate. We're waiting for the gun to go off. Bang! What's the gun? What's the bell? It's the Word of God. I dart into life. Doing what? Doing exactly what His Word tells me to do. Why? Well, Peter caught so many fish, he didn't know what to do with them all. All of nature is in this rhythm. All of nature. The dog barks when God says to bark. The cat meows when God says for the cat to meow. The pig's tail curls when God says to curl. The bird flies when God says to fly. The fish swims when God tells the fish to swim. Man needs to respond at His Word. When? All day long, every day. A consciousness of God. See, that's nigh impossible. Well, He gave you the Holy Spirit living within you to help that Holy Spirit will help you to keep your mind on God. You'll have more successful days if you'll think about God and what God wants all day long. Every decision, every decision. Say, what would God want? What would be best here? What would God want? What have I learned from the Bible? What did the Bible teach? All day long. Our everyday occurrences of life ought to be determined. How? At His Word. Our spiritual decisions of life ought to all be decided. How? At His Word. What are we talking about? Reading your Bible. Praying. Searching the Scripture. Cleaning up your life. Deepening your relationship with God. How? At His Word. You ought to make sure that you're winning souls. At what command? At His Word. At His Word. We ought to make sure that our behavior toward one another is based on at His Word. And if you're not saved, and I'm finished, you ought to get saved. Because the Bible teaches that today is the day of salvation. If you said to me, preacher, I'm not saved. Tell me the truth. Tell me the honest truth. When does God want me as an individual saved? Then I would have to say to you, immediately. Immediately. I'd get saved. At His Word. I started out and I said this. Today's sermon tells a story of what I want to be as a pastor and as a preacher. I want to be like that runner in the blocks, starting the race at His Word. And that ought to be the case of every Christian here.